This is a Dece World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
How long does it take me to come?
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dece World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop artists Paradigm and Traverse, with Jack Dobson on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He's only got 371 shopping days left till next year's Christmas. Dece Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. Thank you. Thank you, one and all. Thanks for coming back, guys. We appreciate you hanging out with me as always, Jack and Jeremy. Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Look at that. Everyone's loud. Everyone's boisterous. We're feeling good. We're having a good time. We're getting drunk, guys. We're getting drunk tonight. Tonight we are drinking our beer of the week. Comes from Ballast Point Brewery down there in San Diego. This is one of my favorite breweries. I love visiting them when I am down there. We are drinking their Sour Wench. This pretty lady will make you pucker. Our Sour Wench Blackberry Ale is a fruity Berlin-wise style beer bursting with Oregon blackberry flavor and aroma. The fruit addition adds a beautiful violet hue, and the taste has an approachable soft tartness from kettle souring. The artful gypsy will surely lure you into the world of sour beers. It is a 7.7% ABV and 10% IBUs. Excuse me.
Holy fuck.
I'm allergic as shit to it. What the fuck? Okay. No, it's a good beer. I love San Diego. I love Ballast Point. I love everyone, man. It's going to be a good time. Fuck, I am like sleep deprived and been in the weirdest fucking mood recently. I just like, do you know when you drink a lot and don't sleep? And then your brain gets dumb?
Yeah. Oddly enough, I know exactly what you're saying.
I think that's kind of where I am at recently. It's been good though.
I'm there without the drinking, but I also smoke a lot of weed.
That's
so.
Yeah, you've got that whole thing.
And you're a woman, so you got two things against you.
Ooh, yeah, it's true. God, yeah, gosh. Burn. Just wait until they let you vote. I mean, they let you go in that booth and pull that lever, but they don't actually count it. Don't be crazy. Over the weekend, I just had a shit ton of, just a lot going on. Did a holiday corporate event, Christmas party thing, and god damn it, that was like, here's how it happened. You go in, at least for this, I go in, and I am, we're in the back room of this restaurant. And the problem with, like, Jeremy knows how this goes. Like, the further you get from a comedy club, the worse comedy is.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how good the comedian.
Because people don't go there to see comedy. They're forced they want to go there and they're forced to watch.
Right now, it's just thrust upon them. It's not a choice. Like, you know, if you have comedy club, perfect setting, you have like a venue that does, you know, even if it does like whatever, like the Pin or the Big Dipper that does multiple types of shows. That's like your next step. And then from there, it's like bar shows. And then it's like bar shows where they don't turn the TVs off while you're on, or like they don't, you know, or like open
hotel lobbies, shit like that.
Yeah, hotel lobbies. And then this was the back room of a restaurant for about 35 people. The room was about the size of the room we're in. the people, I was put in a corner between a table full of pies and a nativity scene. and people, like the lady's like, hey, so we're gonna have some comedy for you tonight, guys, like to one of the like the owner's wife. And I don't think people knew. And when people don't know there's gonna be comedy also, they're like, okay. You know, they're just not, you kind of like, you have to have your divining rod set to comedy. You gotta be ready for it, you know. And so I set up and I, you know, I had the speaker, like I had a PA system and mic, and I went up there and danced for him for fucking 50 minutes. And I was just like, fucking, like literally by the end of it, because the contract was a minimum of 35 minutes. When I got to 35 minutes, I looked at my clock and I'm like, 35 minutes. I'm like, all right, technically I could bail now, but I don't want to do like the minimum. I don't want to be like the bare minimum guy. And I'm like, I'll keep going. And then when I looked over at 45, I was kind of in the middle of a bit, and I'm like, all right. So I just kind of finished up, and it was like 49 and some change. And but the it was definitely odd. I didn't know how to. It was like when I'm having sex with women, I don't know how to finish. I didn't know. I just didn't know how to finish. Like literally, I'm like, so. Like I'm gonna stop telling jokes, and I'm still gonna be in the same room just looking at you people. Like I'm still gonna be in this corner with you guys. Like I actually told them, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I really don't know how to end this. Do you guys have any questions or anything? Or do you like I'm like usually there's like music and lights and then like people clap and I get off stage and they're like, okay. I'm like, okay, well, bye forever, I guess. I don't fucking know, like I had no clue how to end it. It was fun, because there was a car dealership and I used to sell cars, so it was fun to like riff on that and do some time on that. But God, if the paydays weren't good, something like that, I'd fucking hate to do it. It's like, it's just it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's work. It's like work the whole time. Like there's times when you're on stage and you're having fun, and there's times when you're like, this is work. I just have to power through this time. You know, I just got to keep doing this bit. And you know, I couldn't gauge what they liked and what they didn't like. Cause like I'd go a little, I had to go PG-13, so I had no swear words. Right. Had to round the edges of a lot of jokes, dropped some jokes that I usually do. You know, I only did two abortion jokes instead of, you know, the whole 10-minute bit on abortion. You know, nothing like, yeah, I have this bit about how far I can punt a fetus. But like of a different color, like, you know, I think European ones I could punt further because they play a lot of soccer. So I feel like they're made to be to anyway. I don't want to get into it. Come to a show if you're not. That's not really a bit, Jack. You're looking at me like I'm a terrible.
I am not. You're like, I'm laughing.
Those judging eyes, like oh. the things they would get into were so weird. I could not gauge it at all. It was very awkward. But yeah, that was one adventure this weekend. God bless them. I hope they had a great time. They're like, do you want to stay and have food or anything? I'm like, no, I want to fucking build a time machine and never have been here. Actually is what I'd like to do. But thanks guys. Where's my money? did that. Then I went and proceeded to get aggressively drunk like dangerously, inappropriately drunk. And I woke up next morning and to the most shameful thing you can wake up to, which was Jack in the Box tacos in my refrigerator, which is the most shameful thing you can wake up to. Because not only did I eat Jack in the Box and eat some of all the other food and some tacos, but in my head I thought, you know what, these would be good for later. Like, I kept them. I didn't throw them away. My head's like, I'm going to keep them.
There's a window of about 30 seconds that you have to eat those things before they're unedible.
I don't even know if they're edible originally. Well, they're like
completely unedible.
I got the, because it's my, when I'm drunk, Jack in the Box on my way home. My Uber always takes me through there. And I get, like, they've got like these munchie meal boxes.
Oh, yeah. The late night munchies.
Yeah. They've got this jalapeno spicy chicken sandwich one. And I always get that. And when I'm eating it, I'm like, I am going to regret this in the morning for many, many reasons. Like, I wake up like gasping. I just swallowed a bag of sand because I'm so like all the salt and sodium, just like and I'm just like chugging water and just can't just like pissing Mrs. Dash all day. But I do when I went through after I made my order and paid, and the guy's like, he said it, he's like, hey man, do you want a free milkshake? And I'm like, and I gotta be honest with you, like, I've never felt like I was being catfished more in my life than that moment. like, wait a second, what? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, what flavors do you have? He goes, any flavor you want. You know, we got Oreo or this strawberry or vanilla, whatever. They got whatever flavors they have. And I'm like, I don't know, fucking sure, I'll have an Oreo one. So then I was like shame eating part of this Oreo shake and like drunk. I was like eating with my hands and on my kitchen floor. So
awesome.
It was a fun weekend. don't you wish you still got
you're living that Belushi life, man.
I'm not shooting speedballs yet. Give it time, man. When I'm like a couple of days worn down, and like someone's like, hey, listen, man, I know you know what helps me perform. I get this little cocaine, little heroin speed to hit that shit. Speaking of, did you see, goddamn, did you see Artie Lang pics of him?
When he got his nose broken or what? Or not broken, but when it looked like it was broken?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, that's terrible.
So, do you know who Artie Lang is, Jack?
I don't know.
He's a comedian. He was in one of the best movies of all time with Norm Macdonald, Dirty Work.
He was a co-host on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah.
Okay,
And the first season and some of the second season of Crashing, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. God, that's even real recent.
That's super recent, yeah.
And he's just been on and off drugs, like heroin. He has snorted so much cocaine and heroin, like his nose is literally deflated. I'll see if I can find a picture of it. It's really...
it was terrible. It looks like he got stung by a fucking bee in his face multiple times.
Let's see here. We'll find an image for you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Different stages of Artie Lang.
I think this is one of the only ones you can. God, he aged so horribly, too, and so fast. If you can kind of see it there, Jack, but that's.
Mm-hmm.
It's like super weird. Bad. And this is him, like, this is him not that long ago. So.
Yeah, I remember him.
He is just...
There it is. There it is. Go down.
This one?
No. Down. All the way to the right. Up.
Oh. Yeah, even that's like... It's like bulbous there. It gets deflated, though, at a certain point. It's like... you can kind of see it there, too. It's just fucking...
He looks like a fucking Belushi brother there.
Yeah. It's rough. It's too bad. He's so funny.
He's doing better now, though.
Sure, is he?
Yeah. he's went through and went back to rehab, I think, since then.
But that was like just the other week, I thought.
No, that was that picture was from like this summer, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on the Adam Carolla show a while back, and they were talking about it, and then he I thought it was since then, but maybe not. Who knows?
Okay.
With him, it's like
so. What it? It was his. He avoided jail sentence. It looks like he got a probation violation or something for cocaine again that he just went to court through. So that's why it's coming up in the news again.
Well, when he went to court most recently, he went to court and was tested positive for cocaine when he went to court. They tested him and like,
oh shit.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my God.
That's the one.
Yeah, no, I haven't read this. This is new to me, man.
Yeah, that's the most recent one. So he like literally went
way older in that picture. How
much cocaine do you have to do for your nose to completely collapse?
Well, he's been snorting heroin, I guess, too. God. Like, that's, I mean, it's, you know, it's sad, these guys. So, anyway. We've got our guest coming in here shortly, guys. We've got Paradigm, longtime friend of the show. He's been in a couple times. You guys know who he is. I went to, as I was kind of doing stuff around the house earlier, I was looking at my 2018's top songs on Spotify. It made a little list for me here.
Nice. Tell me what they are.
George Michael.
Yeah. Actually.
Did he even make the top
10? Oh, yeah. Coming in, coming in at number 3. Surprising. Generally, Careless Whisper would. I thought Careless
That's
Whisper.
What I thought it was gonna be.
It didn't get very high up on the list. This is a good one.
Like, are you going to sing it for us?
I don't understand how people did not know this man was gay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like,
we're gay. this song is great, though.
Oh, no. All his music was great. I'm not knocking him for being gay.
By the way, somebody just told me, a very high-profile comic, just told me that Nick Swartzen is gay.
That's been going around for a while.
Apparently, it's like everyone in the industry knew, and he finally just like admitted he's
like the Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
I can see it though. He was an odd man.
Yeah.
Odd man.
Another one high up on the list.
Queer party friends. I gotta go.
this is my summer anthem. I rock this a lot. Just getting drunk in Coeur d'Alene. You know. Dick like a U.S. Open trophy.
Y'all don't know me.
Dirt nasty. That's a good song. Another one real high up on the list. Jack. Yeah. So. Great song, of course.
Edwards in Paris.
We're going to skate to one song only.
This whole album was amazing, man.
Yeah, it's one of the only things, good things Kanye has done in a long time. The best Pretenders song ever, Little Mystery Achievement. This song is slept on. Are you guys Pretenders fans at all? Any now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I know of them, but...
This song rocks. So watch when the bass guitar kicks in. Like, that song fucking... This song rocks. Little Bee Gees. You know? Always takes me back to Short Circuit when he's dancing with the... this one of my favorite songs of all time. Little Lisa Loeb.
Oh, I
wow,
love
really?
Yeah, deep cut.
I never would have guessed. I used to think she was so hot. I don't know why.
My
I did too.
Song when I was a kid.
It was this fucking glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Guy. You say. But I'd probably look at her now and be like, nah.
Sing it for me.
You say. I talk so all the time.
Nah, I'd still fuck her.
Yeah.
I'd leave my
Let's
wife.
See.
And I'm
was simple, and I thought that I don't belong. And now that I am leaving, now I know that I did something wrong, cause I missed you. Oh yeah, yeah, totally Mill. You say, this is where Shirley breaks it down. I don't hear what I want to, I don't listen hard, I don't pay attention to the distances you're running, to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand, if you really care, I'm only hearing negatives. No, 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 no. I turn the radio on, I turn the radio on. All right, we're going to go through two more here.
Thanks.
Lovers was crying because the other won't stay. I will give, does anyone know who this song is by? This is a Tool tune for sure. Once you hear the voice. Can you guess when, what year this was made? Maybe.
80s,
yeah.
Sure.
80s. Like a Casio and some Sonic drums.
I'm still trying to decipher it.
Girl, I can't understand it. Why you trying to hurt me? After all the things I've done for you. I buy you champagne and roses. Put diamonds on your finger.
Diamonds on your finger. Would it blow your mind if I told you that this song is by Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I hear the hook,
yeah,
yeah. He was like a coke-fueled weekend with Rick James.
Yeah, he had a lot of those.
So I guess the story behind the song was Eddie Murphy, because when you were in the 80s and doing a bunch of cocaine, you could just do whatever you wanted if you're like a megastar.
So he probably was like, Bruce Willis did what? He came out with the fucking CD on Motown? Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, he went to like, Rick James lived in like Buffalo or something, and he flew in and they were going to go to the studio and like do stuff, but like they, there was a big storm came in, they got snowed in. So they just had like this long weekend of just like cocaine and hoes in the studio at Rick James' house, and like this is one of the songs that came out of it. All right, and lastly, this one rounds out the like top 10 here. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. Heavy rotation in my life.
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Zidic. On the rolls.
This is
right,
my favorite Snoop Dogg song.
Drinking 40s and smoking beedies.
I went looking for a pack of those a couple weeks ago, man.
I don't think they make them anymore.
They do. They sold out at the smoke shop at the flower mill.
Oh, okay. What a fat
dick. When I met you last night, baby.
This song is fucking. This song still slaps.
I had to hide this fucking cassette tape from my parents. I wore the shit out of it too.
Fuck
so
yeah!
Just inaudible.
This song rocks. This is when hip hop was like fucking. I mean, you've got like four people on this song, just crushing it all with like dope ass verses, dope.
Yeah.
Like the beat sick. None of this mumble rap bullshit. Yeah, I mean, just pure. Oh god, I missed that.
An actual West Coast beat. It's like,
yeah, early G funk and stuff.
Yeah,
was, like just that. It was like still gangster but smooth. And, you know. All right, guys. Well, our guest is here. We're gonna be right back with rapper Paradigm, and we're just gonna let Nate Dogg play. R.I.P. Big Nate Dogg.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Panspinning Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes Jesus are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts. It's your favorite
flavor. Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
This week in Deece Nuts. A blind man is suing Playboy because he says he wants to read the articles and he's unable to because their website doesn't adhere to the new software that allows the visually impaired to do so. But in Playboy's defense, just reading the articles is what made the man go blind in the first place. And that's this week in Deece Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Deece Nuts.
Thanks for hanging out, guys, for that brief commercial break. We appreciate you guys. As usual, go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Give us the Burr Martin Experience, all the stuff going on over there. If you go to patreon.com/pantspending, you can get some exclusive content from all across the network. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe. Every little bit matters, so go kick in a couple bucks and get that behind-the-scenes exclusive content. I'm putting up dick pics now. So you can $1 a dick pic, $1 dicks.
That's audited, it.
Call the
that's
IRS.
It. Yeah.
You need an audit, selling dick pics.
The all right. Well, it's a donation, actually. I set up a charity.
You see, some girl actually just got the IRS contacted her, and she is on the hook for $60,000 in unpaid
Jesus Christ
from her fucking premium Snapchat.
Wow, Snapchat. So. Wow. The all
heads
right
are shaking, heads are shaking.
It doesn't take long to get to a low. All right, in studio, long time friend of the show, Paradigm, and was Bunny Traverse. What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Yo,
doing great.
And good to have you back. It's been far too long. I was trying to look up when the last time you were here was, and I think it was probably
2 years ago. Yeah, almost.
yeah. So. Probably what, fourth appearance on the show, I bet, about something like that.
I was counting four, I think. Yeah.
So yeah, good to have you back. So we're gonna talk about a bunch of stuff with them. Local hip hop artists here in the area. I've done stuff all over. They do have a show coming up if you're within earshot of where the show is recorded in Spokane, Washington. They'll be at the Observatory on January 11th. He's also got a new mixtape album that's going to be coming out before the show. We're going to talk about that. So what's the new music, man?
Yeah, all sorts of new music, man. You gave me a beer and it's fighting me back. Oh, yeah, new music. A whole lot of new music. It's pretty much available everywhere. What is released at the moment, that is... Two tracks off of this upcoming mixtape is all on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, Google Play, Amazon.
Okay.
All that good stuff.
Gorilla Glue is a hot track. Make sure you check that one out.
Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue. Is it under your name?
It is, yes.
On spot. I just happen to have Spotify pulled up here. And Gorilla Glue is the number one track. Should we listen to it real quick?
That's what's
I
up.
Think we should.
All right, let's check this out. Check out the new track.
Up to find another day has gone by. Gotta find a roach to smoke, but I'll be bone dry. Hit the weed shop, driving up the valley way. Smoking marijuana, get me through another day.
$20 in, I'm walking out a happy man. Gram of oil in, a couple joints up in my hand. Lighting up before we even make it past the sign. Riding dirty, you know we be on it all the time. Making it home and grab the torch, fire it up hot. Gram of oil pushing us higher, higher over top. Nobody's sober in this place, we flying out of space. Somebody help me, man, I think I went and lost my face. Munchies kicking in and Taco Bell is calling me. Five layer in a Mountain Dew is all in me. Somebody handed me a rig and dropped a dab in. Now I'm higher than I ever think I ever been. Put on some music, maybe Kendrick, maybe J. Cole. Maybe Bob Marley, fuck man, I don't think I know. So hard to focus while the world is spinning around me. But I can handle all the shit, I just need grounding. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out. Out. I might be freaking out. I might be freaking out. Wow, how, what, where, why? I don't know where I might be. This is cool. Need to get back soon. That was really weird. I can't remember anything. Is that some good weed? Cause I can't contain my giggling. Someone loaded up another bowl of super haze. Left me feeling like a lab rat up in a maze. Feeling like I need to eat the whole entire fridge. Pizza rolls and maybe I could make some chocolate fudge. Waffles, maybe burgers, ribs, and chicken wings, please. Smoking so much, but I'm never running out of steam. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out. So what we gonna do? What? Smoke Gorilla Glue. Let's get stoned, chilling in my living room. Dads are coming round, people laughing loud. Smoke is filling up the room, I might be freaking out.
Ooh, that's another old one. That's off the other album.
I think I've heard this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we played this one on the very first podcast I was on, I think.
That's got beat sounds, so I remember that. Yeah. That piano at the start, so I'm gonna let that play in the background for a second. Nice, man. So that's a dope beat too. Where'd you get? Who's doing your beats now?
We're doing our own for the
509's finest.
That's a mixtape beat. That's just gonna be available for anyone and everyone.
Okay,
but for the album projects that are coming out, like we're keeping that hush though.
Okay, yeah, that's all fresh, and that's gonna be that'll be coming out here real soon.
Right on. Now you were kind of laying back for a little bit, not really doing some music. What made you decide to jump back in?
Oh, I didn't ever stop. I just quit recording.
Okay.
For a little while, I was banking up a whole lot of writing, and a whole lot of songs in the book.
Yeah.
And then come back with a vengeance.
Now, are you in Spokane now? Because you were north of Spokane for a while, right?
I am back in Spokane now. Okay. Yeah.
And then, so you got the show at Observatory. Anything else coming up you guys are working on? The new album and just trying to get just out there grinding?
We also have the 509's Finest collaboration album that's coming out. He's got a couple more tracks on that okay. He's doing with me. Young and Reckless is a hot one that we did back in the day that we're remixing right now. That's going to be coming out soon. Let's see what else is on the album. Ego is another one that we're putting together on that. Liquor Bottles is a sick track that we're putting on that one.
Yeah.
That's got Paradigm and Shy and another local artist, Luke Humphrey, is going to be dropping a feature verse on that one for us. So we're pretty excited about this new one that's coming out. We got features from just about every hot local artist around here that hasn't been heard yet. So
nice.
We're getting ready to release that.
I mean, are you guys looking to doing shows anywhere else around the area? Trying to get that that schedule booked up?
We're always looking to do shows.
Always, yeah. I mean, we haven't been like actively booking, but we're always open to book. It's just kind of, you know, winding down to the end of the year, and we're grinding real hard on these projects. So, you know, if anybody wants us to come and perform any, you know, all over the Northwest, anywhere across the country, we're always down to go and hit it up. Like, that's what we do. This is life to us, you know?
Yeah,
I'm pretty cheap. $50 and some nachos. I'll come to a show anywhere, bro.
It's like comedy, man. Yeah. you want to travel 3.5 hours for $25 in 7 minutes worth of time?
Will 25 people, bucks in a bar tab.
Yeah, do the people laugh?
Do the people? Yeah, I don't know. At that point, you're like, it's more about them. I'm just trying to get out there, man. If I can sell a shirt, So how's the hip hop in Spokane going? Like, how's music in Spokane, specifically hip hop though, right now? I mean, I feel like. A couple years ago, there was a lot going on. Then it kind of slowed down for a little bit. And it seems like it's kind of coming back a little.
The relevant hip hop in Spokane, the stuff that everybody wants to focus on, is trash. Just like all the relevant hip hop on the radio, it's all trash.
You want to call out any names, or would it be?
Not right now. Wait until the album drops.
There's not any need anyways, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of them know who they are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them have
they're
been
all listening
here.
Yeah, they.
But if they want to know who they are, they can definitely check the album, because Dime and myself both are dropping some bombs on a few of them this time.
Okay.
I'm not shy about dropping a name in a track.
Yeah.
But when it comes to something like this, I'll keep it PG.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's cool.
Rat beef.
Well, I look forward to hearing, what's going on. So who are some of the other guys out there that we should be listening to in the local area then? If let's talk about people that are worth listening to, not the people who are.
Well, I would say if you want to talk about talent in the local area, Willie B has always been one of my favorite artists around here.
Yeah.
He's got real great content and he knows how to rock a show to pieces. Like he's always a fan favorite.
Yeah,
he's one of
Willie
the best around here. He's one of my favorites always. Now he's working with CCB Crew. Ease is another real good one. I've always had a lot of love for Ease and his music and shit. Beyond that, I know C Major's been doing a lot of big things lately. I got to show a little bit of love his way. He's going to be at the show that we're doing at the Observatory too. Mark Rand and Alienated Records, they've been doing a lot of big things lately. He's got a new album that just came out. I can't remember the name of it off top, but if anybody wants to check it out, I definitely, look up his page and go and look at it. He's got a lot of big feature artists on there from the local hip-hop scene as well. So, but beyond that, I don't know. The local hip-hop scene in my eyes around here has kind of died. The bigger names, I haven't seen a lot of them. Cordell Drake, where you at? What are you doing, brother?
I know where he is.
I mean, there's just a lot of bigger names around here that I haven't seen or heard a whole lot from. And they were doing good things and doing a lot of big things for a minute, and now I don't see or hear nothing. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's like you said, it comes back and then it dies off and then it comes back. And so we'll see what happens with 2019.
Well, I wonder if it's a rhythm like comedy, because it's such a thing. Like, people come up and they do it for a while and they get burnt out, and then they it's a struggle when you're trying to actually make it. When you're trying to. Create a scene for people, it's frustrating when other people aren't putting their, putting their weight into and doing it. And it just gets, it's hard, man. Like I said, we run through the same thing in comedy.
My analogy with local Spokane hip hop is we're like a bucket, and we constantly try to fill this bucket up with water. And then there's all of these other people who want to be a part of this bucket who just come in and stab holes in the bottom of it.
Yeah. Yep. Just fuck it up. Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot like comedy, actually.
But there's a lot of hip-hop artists in the area, and they come and go, like the seasons do around here. Like, there's this one minute there's someone here, and they're hot, and the next minute you never hear from them again, And so we'll see what happens. Like I said, it's just a matter of who's coming in and who's going to stay in. Like, this is a long-haul kind of a game.
For sure. So you guys do this. You listen to a lot of hip hop music. I always complain about new hip hop and how much I hate it. I always say, even the artists that, so people be like, oh, Kendrick Lamar is good. I'm like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I can listen to it. I like his music, but also I have his music from 1996 to two. Like, I don't ever hear his stuff. And I'm like, that's better than what I heard from Nas in 97. So I have that. I don't need a new updated light version of that. So what should the people be listening to? What am I missing?
Check out Crucifix right off top. Like, that's one of the artists that I think is most 100% slept on and has been for way too long. Like, he's dropped multiple albums and is one of the most lyrically sound and probably most genius writers that I've ever listened to. Okay. He just dropped a new track roughly a year ago. It was called My Name Is. And I don't know, he was kind of shouting it out and telling like the hip hop scene, like, wake the fuck up, because here I am, and it's about time you paid attention.
Yeah.
When you said he's Crucifix, I completely like blanked on who you were talking about until you started talking about that song. And then I was like, I remember this song. Yeah. I'm sitting in the hook of it in my head right now.
He was a huge inspiration growing up and when I was rapping too. Like, we had the CD dropped in our lap actually from his brother. And it just had some random writing on it, and it didn't tell us the damn thing about who the artist was. And we listened to it until the CD was burnt into the ground. And we never were able to figure out who the fuck it was. And finally, a couple years back, another homie of mine, Lotus, he's a rapper over in Idaho. He was like, yo, that's Crucifix. Check this out. And he, like, showed us all his other albums. And cat's dope. Like, he's definitely one of the most slept on.
What's the name of the song?
My Name Is.
It just keeps bringing up Eminem.
If you just search Crucifix, it'd probably be the first one that pops up.
Who else are we missing?
Oh, I've been big into like Odd Future artists recently. Earl Sweatshirt and Tyler the Creator and shit. Like,
yeah Tyler's
Frank
Tyler.
Ocean. I get down on Frank Ocean quite a bit. Like, they have it's in between like modern rap and lo-fi a lot of the times, and I kind of dig that sound because me personally, I don't have a voice for lo-fi rap. But I really enjoy that kind of melodic sound that it brings. And they put so much, like, lyricism into their, like, music. It might not make any sense to anybody whatsoever, but there is some meaning behind that shit. And you just got to figure out what it is.
Yeah. So who's the artist, the rappers out there that we hate the most?
That we hate the most?
Like big ones, like the names. Like, because people, I literally hear names, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know the fuck that is. Like,
I can't stand Trippie Redd.
I've wanted to battle 50 Cent.
No fucking idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't like 50 Cent.
I want to battle 50 Cent since I was like 13 years old. I've hated him.
I've always thought 50 Cent was just a washed up coattail rider.
You can't deny that his first CD, though, was...
Was it only good because of the production, though?
Yeah,
and it was only good because, like, he had the Game featuring on it and people like that. Like, no, he wasn't good. Well, the people that were on it with him were good.
His unreleased album got bootlegged from Columbia Records after he got big. It's like Guess Who's Back or something. It's called. That album is actually pretty tight. That album has some fire on it.
Does he rap not like 50 Cent?
Yeah,
on it? Because that's the biggest problem. Is 50 Cent just always raps like 50 Cent?
Yeah.
It was definitely a couple of those songs bled onto his first actual release, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Okay.
Nobody Likes Me, like that was one of, you know, his early Columbia stuff before it was definitely more East Coast influenced and a little grittier. There's a song that, like, that features Nas and shit. That's a great album.
I like how you focused your, like, there's a feature on here with someone really good, and that's what makes it a good album. Because that's what I've always said about 50 Cent. Like, his good songs feature other better rappers.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, there's some legitimate... I wonder if I can find it. It's hard to find because, like, it's a bootleg album. So I've got a copy of the CD, but it was never actually officially released. So I don't know if they have it on, like... Spotify or something.
Are you
like
supposed
that.
To admit on the internet that you have bootleg CDs?
Oh man, I admit all the things I shouldn't admit on that. It's like the God, he's got a lot of albums I didn't know ever happened. This guy's made way too much music. he's still making music, which is weird to me.
But now he's starting to sound like Ja Rule back in like 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about Ja Rule.
I will say one of my
song gangster.
One of my favorite things he, although I, it is funny to me that he bought those tickets in the front row of Ja Rule's petty as shit. I'm like, that's funny as shit to
that
me.
Is pretty funny.
Did that make funny news headlines?
No, it didn't make, no, I don't think it made the news.
But well, I laughed.
He put out an album with Olivia called Best, what the fuck? I'm not going to find it. It's just out there.
Well, now I think it doesn't exist, and you're just trying to convince me 50 Cent's a decent rapper.
I've got a copy.
I'm not buying it.
Them. Like, it could be the production team the entire time.
Oh yeah, I mean definitely. But
I've worked with a lot of CD stars that are not stars.
It was,
you know.
Oh, here it is. We've got the back in. It's on YouTube. I found it on YouTube.
Everything bootlegged is on YouTube.
Fuck yeah.
You know another artist though I was going to bring up that you should check out that other people should be listening to? He's actually doing some multinational touring right now. It's my boy Wisdom. Wisdom just came through Spokane. He's actually a really cool dude. Got some really dope tracks. He was on a Mixtape Madness tour when he came through here. And like, definitely check his shit out. He's got a couple of videos on YouTube, and he's hot. Like, we're going to bring him back through here hopefully this spring.
Okay. So where's he from?
He's from, what is it, Missouri, I think?
Missouri
or Ohio, somewhere over there, yeah.
Yeah, I just never fucking, I mean, I literally hear, like, rappers' names in songs. So I'm like, I don't know who the fuck, I mean, I don't know how you can even hear a song and differentiate these artists. Well, like, I don't know how you could say, like, this guy is, that's Lil Yachty or that's whoever the fuck someone else. I don't even know.
I only know Lil Yachty when he says Lil Boat. For his verse, he's like Lil Boat, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be Lil.
I agree with you on that.
I know who this is.
I like solve the puzzle.
Agree. Any of that mumble rap shit, I'm like, I don't understand. They all sound exactly the same. Like that's where rap like took a downfall is when they started doing all that. And really, they just need to get off the fucking drugs and learn how to speak properly.
Yeah,
you know, like enunciate a little bit and stop doing so much lean. It's not cool to be lean the fuck out all the time. It's just not.
Every fucking mumble rapper sounds like Mushmouth from Fat Albert.
yeah, it's garbage. It pisses me off because I mean I used to love hip hop so much, and then I just got to where I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I'm not gonna listen to any. I'm not gonna even try to listen to this shit. Like, I think it was once. I think the last straw for me was when Lupe Fiasco lost his mind and started wanting to be like a fucking big beard samurai dude out in the woods. I'm like, all right, man, that's all I'm done. You were my last hope.
I was done with hip hop until I can't remember who it was. I think it was one of my brothers. They were like, have you heard of Joyner Lucas? And he shows me some Joyner Lucas tracks. And I'm like, oh my God, hip hop might have a fucking chance after all. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for that. So shout out to Joyner on that shit too, because killing other people on their own tracks like that is just fucking hot. I love it.
Nice. All right, I'll check it all out. So, all right, guys. Let's see. What do we got? What time is it? 8:30. Jack, how many stories you got? What do we have?
Three.
Way to do the bare minimum.
Oh yeah.
Shut up.
Is that what her contract says? Every show she has to have a minimum of three news headlines. News stories.
He doesn't want to sign a contract.
Bare minimum, three stories.
Yeah. I don't sign anything anymore. Got into way too much trouble with that. Well, before we get that, do you do any music with, like, crossover with any other type of genres of music? Any other artists with?
I don't do, like, necessarily with any other artists at this point, but, like, myself, I play electric guitar, lead and rhythm. Josh is pretty damn good on a bass guitar and drums. She sings. We have a heavy metal band together that we've been working on for a minute called So Far Gone. A little bit of cross-genre there, but I don't know. With that, I kind of stay away from the microphone and let her take over, and I just play my guitar.
Right on. Are you guys from Spokane?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right on. All right. Well, yeah, guys, checking out the show January 11th at the Observatory. What time does it start?
8:00.
And tickets.
I'm glad you remember.
Tickets are 10:00 at the door. As far as I know, there's no pre-sale tickets. It's just at the door. Okay. 21
yeah,
and
sure
over.
It's just going to be $10 at the door, 21 and older.
Okay.
And I promise we'll bring one hell of a show.
And January 11th is a Thursday.
Word.
No, it's not. That's 2019.
That would be,
or that's 28. That's 2018. 2019, it is a Friday.
Well, that sounds way better than a Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like a Friday night.
I was like, shit, another Spokane show on a Thursday.
Balls.
And I have four people in there.
All right. Jack, you ready to get in the news?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into the news.
Her name is 10 letters long, but she spells it with three. Oh, Jeremy called her dirty, but she's the cleanest hippie. Anything she'd rather do, like go out digging for shiny rocks. But we're happy she's here with us, telling you about someone some cop shot. It's the news, and she will keep you coming back. Oh, you know what to do. Listen to the news with Jack.
In Chinese news.
Yes!
You guys are the worst. And then the bong rip, I forgot about that.
That was such a good-ass song.
I'm digging it. I was vibing.
I've been waiting for that since we got
I love
here.
Ashley.
I'm like, I gotta hear this new song.
That's Ashley Pyle.
She's cute.
She's awesome. Great. We made that song in studio a couple
I wanted to start plucking my guitar away on that one.
Yeah.
You can make me a freaking intro.
You gotta get a segment, I told you.
Shut the fuck up.
Introduce you for what? Just a theme song when you come down the aisle? Like,
just every time he tells Deez to shut the fuck up. Yeah, we just play his theme song.
These guys know how it works.
All right, Jack, what do you got?
Okay, well, this is one that you sent me. A group of vegans Vegan activists protested yesterday in Waitrose in Brighton against the slaughter of Christmas turkeys.
Christmas turkeys?
They're turkeys for Christmas.
Okay.
Slaughter?
Yeah, they don't want you to kill because they're vegans. So
of course, they don't want you to kill turkeys because they're vegans.
Where did they... they protesting where, though?
Waitrose in Brighton.
What is Waitrose?
In a Waitrose. It's in
England. Yeah. This sounds like this a Europe like, thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But like...
It's like a...
European
diner. But where were they... where were they at? What were they...
It Walmart. Doesn't say...
European vegans, it kind of rolls off the tongue, don't it?
Right, okay. They're protesting the... hold on. I think I saw that story, yeah. It was at a grocery store.
Okay, yeah. So Waitrose is the name of the
They were slaughtering
store.
Turkeys at a grocery store?
No, they were ones that were already dead, like, at the...
I think
they
were
not protesting the slaughter.
Right,
they were protesting the already human dead turkeys.
Yeah, they're already dead. So
I think that we're in the wrong place here.
Yeah, they didn't even go to like a slaughterhouse. They're like, oh, you guys, these are dead turkeys.
You
don't
see,
buy
meat
these.
Makes your brain work right.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Picture one of them giving CPR mouth to mouth to one of the dead turkeys. And it doesn't even have a fucking
mouth. Yeah, mouth to neck.
If that's all they're doing to the turkeys, we're okay.
This what there's something like I was actually talking to someone about this earlier. I don't care if you want to be a vegan. Like, if you want to be vegan, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But also, like, our systems are literally like designed as omnivores. We're designed to eat like doctors will actually say, there's a health podcast I listen to regularly, and there's what's that?
Imagine that.
Yeah, I just listen. I don't listen to. Yeah, one of my I listen to a lot of podcasts. Weird, right? And they this one of the doctors talks about how almost every vegetarian he treats has is like anemic and just like not like bad blood everything is off. You know, it's just not where like all their levels are not where they should be. We need to be consuming some meat, at least. It's good for you, actually. I am sorry for the turkeys.
I'm not. They're delicious. I hate birds.
I will say birds are the only thing that if they were like three times bigger than they are, we'd all be fucked because they are so goddamn mean.
I almost had to fight a fucking gang of West Side Spokane street turkeys today.
Yeah.
No, you got a video.
Home, dude, I got a video of this shit. They were just walking down the road on the opposite side following us, and then their whole like 30 more of them down the alley.
No, and he's not joking though, because they were pretty big. Yeah, and if homeboy was right, these turkeys would have fucked your day up.
Yeah, if they were like three times bigger,
they were
man.
Huge, bro.
Yeah,
they're fucking huge, man. I was in a freaking a group of 50 of them the other day. There's a fucking albino one too.
Good.
Was he their leader?
Yeah,
that's the one that you kill.
Yeah,
that's the one we eat for Christmas dinner.
A deer was coming in, and I was like, I'd rather have the fucking deer than a turkey.
Yeah, if you kill the albino one, you fulfill the prophecy.
I spent a lot of times in the woods and I never once seen an albino turkey.
That's the first not one.
He also never heard the prophecy.
Yeah. my friend's house in Montana, when I used to go and stay with him, I'd bring my not the dog I have now, but the pit bull I had before, and he used to get all these turkeys in his backyard, and I just let her out there, and she'd just go fucking bolt, not like chasing these goddamn trying to kill every turkey she could. She never got one. But they're just bird, like swans, anything. They're just mean. Ducks, and they're just mean as shit. But
you ever strangle a duck?
Or a goose.
You ever grab, like, snatch one up by the neck when they're doing that little
that
hissy thing
mice,
at you?
That was
watch
the
them not be mean really fast.
You ever strangle a duck?
No, I'm dead ass serious, though.
You ever seen
one of those geese? Just, like, leans at you and they're just hissing like they're going to bite your motherfucking nose off? Snatch it up by its neck real fast.
I'm going to strangle this goose.
Yeah. I have, because watch them chase. You ever been, dude, they'll chase you through the farmyard and everything. I'm not having it.
I did drop an atomic elbow on a raccoon once.
That's fucking awesome. Well, come around my house. We got raccoons. You can fucking elbow the shit out of them.
Or cats, whatever.
Yeah. Raccoons are weird because they got little human hands almost.
And they move so creepily.
Yeah.
No, they're smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of birds.
Oh, more bird. Hot
more
bird
birds. Rocco was kicked out of a wildlife sanctuary because he curses so much at staff members, they were worried he'd bother the guests.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco is a parrot. Gray parrot.
He was kicked out of his sanctuary. Mm-hmm.
And now he orders things off of Amazon and swears. And she says she often comes home to romantic music playing on Alexa.
So, like, the owner comes home and there's Jesus Christ.
Right. He waits for her to walk. Yeah. He waits for her to pull in the driveway, and he's just like, Alexa, Barry White.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
I think his bird's trying to fuck his owner.
I want to see the Amazon, like, order history. Like,
yeah.
What is he ordering?
Oh, that's probably her excuse. That's probably her excuse.
Has
to
anybody
her
ever seen the thing about the Alexas that were talking to each other? Okay, now you're leaving Alexa at home talking with a bird, and all sorts of terrible things could happen.
Yeah. He interacts with the Alexa at least 40 times a day.
Yeah, no good, no good.
Yeah.
Because that's not creepy. How has that not been a worse problem?
That's going to be,
like,
promise.
People talk to those things all the time. Right. They're just like, hey, Google, how does their pet bird hear that?
I have like six of them in my house, and I use it. My kids don't know that I can see like every voice clip of question that they ask it, so... I sit there and I'll be like, well, I wonder what they've been talking to it about, so I can see everything that they've asked it.
He's
what
report-
have they asked
he's
it?
Yeah, what is the weirdest
hold
thing
on, let's
you
play
found?
What is
he has reportedly demanded from things from watermelon to ice cream and a light bulb and a kite. Oh, he tried to buy those.
You're a bird. You don't need a kite. You can fly on your own.
He had to put a parental lock on the... Alexa
probably
device.
Figure it out. That's creepy. That bird's taking over. So hold
either that or that AI Alexa is teaching that bird a whole lot of things.
I want to pivot real quickly from the bird to what Jeremy's kids are asking the Alexa.
Yeah, I want
to really too bad. Like that's how they found out Santa wasn't real last year.
Okay, that's
they asked Google.
Man.
Like, that was pretty fun. But I mean, it saves me money, so I don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to lie to your kids every year and buy the Santa gift.
Nothing that weird yet.
Nothing really that weird.
How old are your kids?
I got two 10-year-olds.
They're 22
and
23, but they're severely retarded. So they just
you cannot say those things in traditional media.
They just
like, oh, why did I get this? Like, oh, that was Santa. He's old.
Yeah. Why do you bring you a separate water fountain? He's old. He's old school.
He's from the 50s, and there's still segregation.
the fucking Santa.
Surprised he hasn't been caught up in this whole Me Too shit.
Yeah, well, they're trying to make him. Well, they want to make him they want to make a female Santa now too.
Mrs. Claus
is a female Santa, and she's been around for years.
That's true, but
we don't want to make another one because then there's going to be a whole lot of problems at the North Pole.
It's going to be a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, for Santa delivers all the presents while Mrs. Claus stays at home and makes cookies or whatever the fuck ever she does.
Watch them switch it up, and all the presents will be late.
Or they're all going to be some shit you didn't want.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just...
So you'll have late socks.
Yeah. I need those. I need socks that make sure they're not late. I've hit an age in my life now where socks and underwear are a good gift for Christmas and birthdays.
And his underwear can't be late.
No.
Just go command him, man. You're good. It's fine. I literally was blown away that we were arguing about what gender we're going to make a fictional character. I'm like, this is someone we made up. Like, we fucking completely fabricated this thing. Like, we can be a fucking non-binary toaster. Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit.
Marvel literally has a talking duck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Granted, he's a guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
But he could be a girl.
Yeah.
He's a duck.
Mm-hmm. But his name's Howard.
I mean,
to have a talking tree, who's to say that Groot's not a girl?
Her name's Jack.
That's true. See, there you go. It's getting very confusing.
Howard could be spelled different.
Has anybody actually proven other than Deese that she does not have a penis?
Oh, man. Has anyone, Jack?
Nope. Cannot confirm.
Ask Google.
ask Alexa. So what was the best thing that the bird bought? The bird, the parrot.
I closed the article.
Oh, right. Man.
And I'm the shitty co-host.
Oh
Jesus. You're definitely the more sensitive one.
That's for sure.
Deese, just call me back next week. I'll bring some news stories.
All right.
Wow.
I'll even bring my own theme song and everything.
Ready we'll to come go. Prepared.
Where's the... Wait, no.
Opened it back up.
Okay.
The weirdest thing.
Like you said, a kite, ice cream.
Yeah, watermelons. I think a watermelon's pretty weird.
I didn't even know you could buy watermelon on Amazon.
I think you can buy anything on Amazon.
Wouldn't
a watermelon be like
a light bulb, though? Why does a parrot need a light bulb?
How many parrots does it take to change a light bulb?
Maybe he smokes meth.
That's true.
Zero to 100.
That's what I'm going.
Why does a parrot need a light bulb? He probably smokes meth.
Let's see.
That's the mind of a stand-up comedian. You just immediately take it to the most extreme.
They should. That bird flies fast.
Parrot turned into a hummingbird. Yeah.
If you had a bird, wouldn't you only teach it to say swear words and like the best things? You wouldn't.
It lived in a sanctuary. How did it learn all the curses?
There's some janitor that was probably just like...
If it lives in a sanctuary, why does it have access to Alexa?
Yeah,
and why is it learning swear words in a sanctuary?
He got kicked out of... That's what I said.
Of the sanctuary. Yeah.
Like, somebody at the sanctuary is responsible for this, and they should be held responsible for that, because...
Right.
Why the fuck are you swearing in front of the bird in the fucking sanctuary?
What happened is it probably ended up in a sanctuary because it grew up in a bad nest, so it learned all those swear words before it was taken to the sanctuary.
You were hanging out with those West Side turkeys, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They shared one with me that Alfonso Ribeiro is suing Fortnite over his Carlton dance.
The Fresh Prince guy.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Okay.
Remind me of him.
A couple. I do. A couple questions. First of all, how can he sue them? Does he own that dance?
Trademarking that dance.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't officially done it. I think Fortnite picked it up about 6 months ago.
Can you trademark a dance like that?
I don't know.
Ask Soulja Boy.
He improv'd it.
That's the only thing
he has.
His
new video game system?
Rip-off Chinese piece of crap.
Yeah, that
that's
sold,
where
like,
choreographers come into play.
It's a fucking Nintendo ROM.
So whoever wrote the Macarena can answer that question,
yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, I suppose. But I mean, like, you can, but what if you just change, like, one slight movement, like I didn't raise my arms as high
they're
something.
They're playing a different
like,
song while he's dancing.
Smile.
Yeah, or like you know, if you have you know, if one dance your arms are here, I put them here. Like that's now it's different. Like what's the nuance of that? That seems very.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what's the legalities of copyright?
Okay,
yeah, we need to call a dance lawyer. Dance Law. That sounds like the newest show on NBC.
NCIS.
Dance Law.
Dun dun dun.
I can see that.
It needs to be more upbeat. It can't be dun dun dun. It's got to be like dun 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 dun. They got to dance to it.
Yeah.
So in what? So Jeremy, your kids, do they play Fortnite?
I play Fortnite.
You play Fortnite?
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know anything about it.
It isn't even.
I don't play
tribute.
Fortnite.
Yeah, it's fun.
It just. Straight.
It's a battle royale game. It's like you drop it on an island with 99 other people, and it's
you
everybody
shoot them up,
kills everybody. You start out no loot. You got to find your own loot. You gotta kill everybody.
High school simulator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's also suing the 2K because their basketball series has done the same thing. So.
Sounds like he's just getting a little broke and saw a minute to come
right.
up.
Well, he just did Dancing with the Stars like 2 years ago, and then he hosted that freaking Will Smith jumps over the Grand Canyon thing this summer.
He hosts
Will Smith
like
jumped
some game
over the Grand Canyon.
Wait, how did I miss that?
I didn't
Bungie
even know that
jumped
was a
out
thing.
Of a fucking helicopter on his 50th birthday over the Grand Canyon, and Carlton was the host of the whole thing. It was live streamed on YouTube. It was pretty big.
Okay. I don't know. I don't follow Will Smith too closely. The last thing I saw was him making fun of his son's music video for Icon.
That was hilarious.
But, I don't follow him enough to know he jumped, like, a fucking canyon.
I didn't
what?
Know that.
No, he jumped
out of a helicopter?
Yeah. Bungee
on
jump.
A bungee jump?
Yep.
It was nuts. Man.
Who
that's,
did?
That's
Will Smith?
Fresh
I don't
Princey
remember.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh. In the movie? In the.
No,
in
it was real life.
Oh.
He did it for his 50th birthday.
You know, I mean, what kind of payday is that for Alfonso Ribeiro, though? You hosted.
Fortnite just posted like $1 billion earnings, I believe. So
yeah.
Does he host America's Funniest Home Videos still?
Is that show still on?
Yeah, he hosted America's Funniest Home Videos after that Tom Bergeron dude left.
Really?
And then it was Alfonso Ribeiro.
I did not know that.
But like, I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore. They still post on my Facebook all the time.
Yeah,
I like,
no
for
idea.
Some reason follow America's Funniest Home Videos on Facebook, and they're just constantly spamming me with the same shit I've seen for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, that dad guy hitting the nuts with the wiffle bat.
Yeah, right? Or literally the same videos I've seen, like, hosted on episodes that were hosted by Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And shit. Like, I've seen these videos since I was a little kid. Why the fuck are they on my Facebook?
Yeah, there's people arguing that you can't own a dance, but I think that you
they're
can
not lawyers, though.
Certain thing, yeah.
Did he come up with that they're dance, not. Or was it, like, when, designed
I,
for him he, for
I,
the show?
I'm sure he did. I think it was, like... That show was mostly improv stuff, like, wasn't it? A lot of that character acting that they did.
I mean, it could have been.
I feel like really by know. A certain point in the show, they wouldn't really need too much of a script.
Right, but it's been like they, outline, but... their argument is it's wildly known that that is him,
sure.
You know, his likeliness, and you can sue for your likeliness.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring back the Urkel.
Yeah.
The Urkel dance. You remember the Urkel dance?
Why don't you show us?
Is this a video podcast?
The Urkel. Do you not?
No, I meant do it.
I don't remember exactly.
It's funny that you say that because I'm constantly telling my youngest son to pull his pants down because he looks like Urkel and you shouldn't have your pants that far up your ass.
Yep.
He doesn't listen, so maybe it's coming back.
We will we'll play the Urkel dance for everyone. from a very special episode of Family.
Now come on, guys. There's a bevy of beauties over there just waiting to be swept off their doctor's shoulder. So what do you say, Funsters? Let's dance.
Typecasted.
I'll break the ice. Harv, hang up the music. It's time to do the Urkel.
How's this kid just got his own dance by now?
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, I got a whole thing for you, Jack.
Urkel dance, all you have to do is hitch up your pants.
Bend
your knees and stick out your pelvis. I'm telling you, baby, it's better than Elvis.
And everyone just instantly knows the dance.
That was the one thing that always bugged the shit out of me about TV shows, music, everything. Like, how does everybody know how to dance the same?
Or Josh,
every show on
country line dance bars.
We're gonna do this song. We're gonna do this dance on stage at our next show.
Everybody, come out and see the show at the 11th. We're doing the Urkel.
Yeah, we're gonna do the Urkel.
Get it.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do this all day.
That's legit. You got moves.
This makes me want to get up and dance right now.
What you gonna do, Willie?
Oh, I remember this.
I'm a roofie, bitch.
Get Urkel.
Get Urkel drunk
with an airplane bottle and a whole thing of fun.
A single shot and 16 ounces of fruit juice.
That's different. You're my friend.
That's a small cup. It's like 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Damn, he got sweet. I like they all fit the same finishing, but they all nailed it. Wow.
Man, Urkel
there was a song and everything
bitches.
For that.
Oh, man, Carlton is a sellout.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Uh-oh.
Suing Fortnite.
All right.
That's a bitch move.
All right.
I don't care about 2K.
That yeah. was there's Urkel. There's
apparently that one was more likely to like
yeah
his
apparently.
Character obviously
little more popular than Urkel.
No, the
Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah. All right. Well, Godspeed. He'll be missed.
he'll be missed.
He died, right? I don't know. That's what I got from that story that he's dead.
Exactly.
all right. Anything else, Jack?
No.
That's it. All right. And that's the news with Jack. Dun, 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 dun. All right, guys. Let's see. All right. I think we're wrapping up here, guys. We got some puppets to make and some coloring to do because we are adults. To be fair, it's for a sketch. all right, guys. But...
Oh, fuck, I thought we were
going to
skip past
it. Oh,
last
no.
time it turned out so badly. So badly. Jack got pissed. She walked out. Like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
Bring me the popcorn.
She had to go. She sat down with HR. We worked it out.
So she sat down with you, and you worked it out.
Yeah. We started making puppets, and we, yeah.
Oh, okay. Puppets
All right.
fix the world problems.
This is the a new segment since last time you were on Paradigm. What we do is we, due to the fact...
You do this. We all complain about it.
Yeah, that's well.
You complain
it's,
about
it's
it.
It's still going to happen. Too. It's still going to happen.
I like to complain.
due to the fact that sometimes we do say things on this show that are off color. and sometimes people get upset. We like to end the show by clearing the air and going around the room and saying nice things about everyone.
Oh, see, now you're a liar. This wasn't new. I did this last time.
Oh, did you? Okay, yes, so the, I did. Okay, so you've been here since
I didn't have coming. Anything nice
I
to say about anybody.
I think you're missing the point, though.
But
you called him a liar.
Now I have something to apologize for.
You have to apologize. You say nice things about people.
Oh, well, you're not a liar.
There you go. That's better. I will start. I will... which way do I want to start? I'm going to start. I will end with Jack. Jeremy, thank you for your enthusiasm for wanting a theme song. and when you have a segment, you will get one. No, actually, I will say this. We talked about that one segment for the... when people leave... God, why am I... I'm fucking tired. Out of my mind. Like,
we have so many conversations about random shit.
Yeah, I know.
What is appropriate to say on air.
Like, when you leave, words about something on a video or something, what is that called? Like, you watch a video. Comments, thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, there you go.
I fucking, I was just, like, fritzing out.
YouTuber porno.
Yeah, yeah. We had a brief conversation about it, and
that has still been super fucking hard to do,
right? But
the Pornhub ones are clearly Pornhub.
Yeah, but we talked about it, and then you looked into it at least, which was great. So you're like, you know, I appreciate you looking and thinking of segments and trying and so things we can do and bring to the show. That's what I like and what I need, because I don't have time to always do that shit. So it's good to have someone who is willing to at least have a conversation about it. Are you? So anyway, Traverse, did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. I get in my head. I'm like, that's it. And then I'm like, I'm gonna fuck it up, and I'm gonna say it the wrong way. thanks for coming on, man. It was nice meeting you. You seem like a great guy. Very enthusiastic about what you do. Hopefully, if I'm around, I'll come check out the show on the 11th. I'll look at my calendar, but yeah, I'd love to come see the show. Check it out, guys. Watch you guys do your thing. I love the observatory too. It's always a good spot. So.
Never been.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
No?
So.
Brand new.
Okay, cool.
It's a nice little venue.
Yeah. It's better. We've done comedy stuff there. It's better for music than it is for comedy. A little tight space, but if for music, you get a bunch of people in there and they all can, you know, ditch the tables and jam in there.
Yeah.
I think you get like, I don't know, like probably 90 people in there without.
25, I think.
Yeah. So.
Without the tables and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, man, thanks for coming. I appreciate I look forward to hearing some of your music. Paradigm, man, haven't seen you in a while. I ran into you once or twice downtown, but yeah. It's good to actually see you, sit down and talk to you. I'm glad you're doing music again. You're always enthusiastic, great guy, dude. I appreciate you coming back, and hopefully you can come back again before 2 years.
Definitely.
We'll do this again soon.
Now that I live right down the road or somewhere in
somewhere
the near
close.
Vicinity.
It's easier than a 1.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
All right.
and, a 1.5 hour drive with no car.
Yeah. That's a long ride.
Oh yeah.
And lastly, Jack, thank you for your diligence to the show. You are a great news anchor, and I do want you on the show. Okay.
Okay.
Now in China news.
yeah, that's all for me, Jeremy.
All right, Dees, I love that you still stick to fucking making us do this shit.
Yep.
That's awesome. It's your man of your morals or whatever the fuck.
I don't know if they're morals, but
Traverse, you're funny as shit, dude. I like how witty you are, man. I loved your freaking Gorilla Glue track. That shit was funny. Like, where
Thank
did that
you.
Come from? Like,
smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah. Like,
literally just smoked a lot of weed and wrote a song.
So you haven't actually smoked Gorilla Glue, though?
I smoke Gorilla Glue all the time.
Nice.
That's my favorite strain.
And Jack, I'm glad that you're back, even though you hate me.
I don't hate you.
Yeah, you do. We'll talk after this.
I don't hate anybody, just for the record. Okay. Do they go or do I go?
I don't know.
You guys go. We keep going in a circle.
I'm kind of brand new at this, so I'm just going to say I love the hell out of all of the Marvel stuff on the walls because I watch Marvel like every day, and that shit's badass. Thank you very much for having us out here. This is my first time ever being on a podcast at all. So that's pretty cool. I'd love to come back anytime, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was really nice to meet the two new ones who I haven't before. And Deese, you're always chill to sit down and just bullshit with for a little while. We get severely off topic a lot of the time. Jack, you did great at not smacking us with shit while we were interrupting you during the news.
You were interrupting me?
All the whole time. We just had you the whole time, and you just kept talking over us.
My ADD was in full swing through that whole entire thing.
The whole entire time. Deese, I actually brought you a copy of my Broken Identity album.
Oh, nice.
It's up on Spotify right now. It's just all my old shit. Literally, it's called Broken Identity, the old shit.
Where is it?
It's stuck in my pocket right here.
Dope.
Is that for
you? Sweet. Thanks, man.
I also brought you another one. I figured since you do like a podcast radio show, I got some unreleased stuff here that, you know, you can just play at your leisure if you find one that you like or whatever.
Nice.
I got on that physical copy of my Broken Identity album, there's two tracks that are not on any sort of digital media. And they will not be on any sort of digital media. Tracks 9 and 10 are the only place you're going to get them is on this physical copy of this album.
Dope. Thanks, guys. I love it. I'm going to listen to these. We get high and make puppets. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bump some local hip-hop. All right.
I'm going to go home and microdose mushrooms. Fuck y'all.
I like this guy.
I'm going to go with him.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. Like, still haven't noticed too much of a change. Like, I might be happier. I don't know. My wife's a bitch, though.
Yeah,
so.
You still seem just as miserable.
Yeah.
I still haven't tried them yet.
Really? At all?
No.
You haven't tried mushrooms ever?
No, these ones. I bought a bunch a while back.
Yeah, when are we going to have tea?
And I haven't tried them yet.
Do them tonight while you're making puppets.
Stop making excuses because you're always like, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I need to block out a whole fucking day. Like,
you don't have to work.
You don't have to block out a whole day.
Well, no, because I need to.
You don't need to do shit. That's an excuse.
Imagine how great those puppets are going to turn out if you make them on mushroom tea.
We'll probably think they're great. Then we'll wake up and I'll just like spear feces on my wall.
Drink more mushroom tea and everything goes back to great again.
I promise you, if you drink mushroom tea, you're not making any puppets.
Yeah.
You might make a quarter of a puppet and then you're going
to
do a whole lot of other shit.
Mushrooms, it never works.
Yeah.
Are these like made out of socks?
Yeah.
These
well,
old sock
yeah.
puppets. So you're just going to get a sock on each hand and just start giggling at yourself.
Yeah. That's what you're going to get.
Socks don't go on hands or feet.
Yeah. Like, then I'm going to start to panic though when they kick it. I'm like, why have sock hands?
Why do I have sock hands? Why are my hands feet? Someone's going to come check on you tomorrow, and you're going to have shoes on your hands because they got cold.
And I'm going to be trying to grab things with my toes, like pick things up and drink coffee with my...
Okay.
It's Jack's turn. Jack,
yeah, it was really nice to meet you guys. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to check out your older episodes. Do you know which ones they're on, Deese?
If you go to the website and search Paradigm, all the episodes will come on.
Nice. Cool. And you guys are hilarious, and I like having you on the show. And Grills is one of my favorite streams too.
There's nothing wrong with it at all.
No.
Grilla Glue is the best.
Yeah. Oh, so
it was one of the very first oil strains I tried.
I think it was my first oil strain too.
Yeah.
Grilla Glue number 4.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I took a nap.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely took a nap. Deese, thanks for having me on the show.
Of course.
And tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah. Anytime.
And I'm good at the news.
And being a compulsive liar?
Whatever. You're just bitter.
She's going to leave again. Be careful.
No, I'm good.
I'm just pissed because he never calls me pretty anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost your step, son.
I've been working on my emotional outbursts.
Okay, good.
Quit smoking.
It's good.
No, I
had a lot of weed before I got here. So.
Okay. That's one way to do it. Perfect. All right.
I don't hate you.
Oh.
You're all right.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Did we
That's
get
better than last week. That's an improvement.
All right. There we go, guys. Thanks again for coming out to the Social Hour and listening. Let's see. Let me check out what we have coming up for you here, too, in the next few weeks. If you live in the center of our fine state, on the 22nd, you can find me at the Sleepy Saloon or something like that. Some saloon. It's a saloon in Wenatchee. It's still called. For like a secret night comedy. Fuck, I don't know what it's called.
Have you done many shows in Wenatchee?
I've done one.
Great ad. Was it the same venue?
No, it was... fuck, where was it?
You just don't remember their name either.
You better remember the name before you get there. You're not going back.
Hold on. it was the... it is the... Oh, did I put it in
here? I
hope
they listen to this episode.
It is the... I don't know. Something saloon. yeah, I'll be there. It's fine.
How many saloons could there be in Wenatchee?
Wait, oh, it's the... here it is. It's the Sweetwater.
Sleepy.
I'll be at the High Neighbor on the 29th. And then, guys, come down to Spokane Comedy Club, the 30th annuals.
Nice.
He's fucking amazing.
Most underrated comic.
Absolutely. Just amazing. So I can't wait to work with him. Just go see him. Fuck.
Footsteps on the Moon or whatever. Like, oh, God.
He's amazing. So that's going to be an awesome show. And so anyway, guys, Paradigm, Traverse, shout out your social media websites, anything where people can find.
You can find me on pretty much everywhere. Spotify, streaming, all that kind of stuff. Social media wise, that's it.
All right.
Yeah. You can find me at 509sfinest.com, reverbnation.com, /, pretty much any social media you've. Search 509's Finest, and you're going to find myself for any of the affiliated artists.
Go. Yeah, look for him there and then stalk him. All right, guys. For the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Paradigm Traverse, Jack, Jeremy, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Jack in the Box, European Fetuses, 50 Cent, All the Women, Vegans, Geese, Turkeys, and Lil Yachty. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Get off the fucking drugs and learn how to speak properly.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!